Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. To forgive half of a debt. Sayyiduna Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he was engaged in retrieving a sum of money that was owed to him from Sayyiduna ibn Abi Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Masjidun Nabawi. And they raised their voices in the process. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam subsequently overheard the conversation and came out calling Sayyiduna Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam indicated to him to forego half the debt and he complied. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam then instructed Sayyiduna ibn Abi Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to settle the remaining half. Note, it is sunnah to intercede so that another person's debt may be halved or decreased partially. Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whomsoever it pleases to be saved from the agonies and horrors of the day of resurrection can do so by granting respite to a debtor or totally pardoning the debt. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever eases the burden of one who is in debt, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him ease in this world as well as the next. Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a certain person passed away. When he was questioned about the good deeds that he had done, he said that he always had the practice of granting his well-to-do debtors respite and decreasing the debt of those debtors who experienced difficult times. He was forgiven on account of this deed. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a certain trader used to give people goods on credit. When sending his slave to retrieve the debt, he would say the following to him: if you meet the debtor who is experiencing difficulty in honoring the debt, pardon the debt. Perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with us in a similar manner. When he passed away, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dealt with him according to his expectations. Sayyidina Abu Raida radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever grants respite to a debtor experiencing difficulty receive the reward of sadaqah for each day that passes. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who grants respite to a debtor in dire straits will be accommodated under the shade of the arsh of Allah ta'ala on the day of resurrection. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever aspires to have his supplications readily accepted and to be freed from all worries should grant respite to the debtor in dire straits. Note, many a time a person cannot pay his debt on time due to unforeseen difficulties. Such circumstances warrant tolerance and understanding from the creditor, which entails immense rewards. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.